God, we're talking about throwing up a burp. Rocco has a story about that. Go ahead.
I don't. I'm actually going to delete our Twitch channel because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Oh, you asshole. Wait. Theme song.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
Welcome back, Mega 64. You're with the Mega 64 boys on a hot Sunday night. It's been a while since you've heard that one, Eric.
Yeah.
Rocco Bodie is here making fun of Lena. I know.
Speaking my mind.
I know you like to you like to get on the hot button issue. You like to be an asshole. Get over yourself. That's all I got
to
say.
I'm gonna delete my whole relationship to Derek because I want to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Fuck you. Wait. You can't delete me. You can try to get away from me, but you won't.
I've tried, and he's here right
now. You'll use like a block against him.
I'll just follow him around everywhere he goes. Fuck him. Yeah. I am way faster than Rocco. He cannot get away from me. He has no choice. I'll just track him down.
Okay.
I'm like a hunter hunting Rocco.
That's like, dude, he could be using this against you in court if you have to get a restraining order. Keep him away.
Okay, if we ever get into a future restraining order thing, use this in court. I am the predator. Rocco is all the guys in the jungle except for Arnold. I should do it.
Yeah.
I'm deleting Mega64.com to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.
I just feel like this is a negative start to this.
It is.
You're being too negative.
Get the positive
energy.
I'm going
to get rid of the negativity to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Good.
Wait.
Welcome, everybody. I'm just stuck in kind of an unfortunate dark cloud today.
You get the hood up and everything.
I was met with the unfortunate news. I guess Lena Dunham deleted her Twitter. And it hasn't really sat well with me. I just feel like I could have helped or I could have done something. It's still up. It's not gone.
Oh, okay.
She
God.
Didn't delete it. Right?
But she did. Okay. She deleted it, but she didn't.
But she didn't. Okay. All right.
And I just, it's hurting. It's just really hurting. It's hard to cope with.
Painful. The loss we suffered
so
today.
So this episode is going to be a Lena Dunham tribute episode.
And it's going to be extra sad.
It's going to be extra sad.
Yeah.
So every now and then,
bummer, guys,
we're going to be,
tonight.
Well, we're going to be, you know, as usual, funny, charming, whatever.
Handsome.
Through the episode.
We'll
but every now and then,
handsome.
When
handsome.
Sean, when you edit this, every
handsome
now and then,
fuck.
Throw something sad in, you know, maybe like a puppy that hasn't
been
adopted.
Hold on. Real quick, let's take a break. Tuesday edition, insert something sad. Extra point for you if the thing is dead.
Oh, no.
I know, it's sad.
It is sad. It's like that Sarah McLachlan song when you don't donate to the animals.
It's sad when things die. Oh. Unless it's something that you don't like.
Yeah. Like your enemies.
Yeah, then it can be a relief.
Yeah. Then you celebrate.
Yeah,
you have a feast.
Then you go to their grave and you like fucking dance on it and you get drunk and
you hear the lament of the women.
It's been a while since somebody like that has died. Since we could all like celebrate.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I done them, it could be you next. Is that what we're saying?
No,
sorry.
Not her. No.
I thought we were.
Never.
No.
Hey, everybody, I wanted to say just real quick before we continue. We're at a point where we almost couldn't stream because the computers and stuff that we use to stream normally died. We're waiting on our new machine and we're waiting on...
That podcast computer took a real dump.
Yeah, it really did. And a whole bunch of stuff just all crapped out on us. So, and we don't... Kevin is not with us tonight, so we kind of makeshift put stuff together. So I know, I see people in the chat talking that some of the audio isn't working that great, and some of the whatever. This is a completely makeshift thing, and we're working on it.
We're flying by the seat of our pants here.
Yeah, we almost
lucky
didn't stream. So,
oh my God.
Anyway, bear with us.
Let's just take a moment. Everybody's making the same joke. Let's get it out of your system now. The microphones are shitty, the cameras are shitty. Just take a moment, write that in the chat.
The four best things are, I think, what are featured prominently.
Yeah.
The four.
We're still fucking golden.
Yeah, like.
In fact, I've upgraded us to platinum.
No shit.
We're platinum
now. Yeah. Thanks, dude.
The thing is here is that the fact of the matter is these are actually really good microphones.
They're amazing microphones.
Razer gave us these microphones, and the cameras, hopefully the cameras look okay. We had some friends at Logitech give us these cameras. They're all really great things.
No, they're all really great.
But it doesn't matter when you don't have when you have to push some other random computer into the room to get it to work really quickly.
I'll be very loud. I had to push in Sean's computer again and then hook up these mics to an old mixer and take out the old mics and set up new cameras because Kevin's not here.
Yeah.
So it's like a completely
fucking Kevin,
set up in 2 hours.
Basically, translation. Basic translation. Kevin fucked us.
Yeah. Kevin fucked us.
Kevin fucked us.
Hashtag Kevin fucked us.
Kevin left. Fucked everything up. We have to use Sean's computer.
Sorry.
Fucking,
that's a bummer for
it's
you
all
too.
Fucking sports schedules and baby
that's
pictures.
That's all.
On
you don't want it's Eric that. Clicking around inside your
it's
computer.
It's 50 gigs of baby pictures. Slowing everything down.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those new parents that makes everyone look at photos of his kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But look at this.
Sean, insert the ugliest fucking kid you can.
Yeah, find
right
the ugly
here.
Kid.
This is okay. Rocco's kid. Make it real, especially ugly.
I don't want to be that guy, but look at this. Anyway, okay.
Anyways,
so thank you. So yeah, shout out Logitech for the cameras. Thank you, Razer. For the microphones, we got these a while back, and they're really, really cool.
They're really nice.
You can't even see it, but they have, like, LCD screens showing you levels and stuff like that. So
we got our
really
levels.
Cool. The Razer Siren. I believe it's called the Siren.
That's right.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
It's spelled a little funky, but the Razer Siren microphones.
Is it spelled like a police siren, like a light, or like the evil monster siren that causes you to crash?
Yeah, because they have a Kraken. They're all about that kind
of
stuff. The sirens a female, right?
So the sirens, they had a voice so beautiful, the sailors
lure
would sail towards it and
right.
crash right into the rocks.
So that all makes sense.
Much like our beautiful crack voices coming through these microphones, luring you towards some dangerous position. Be careful.
Watch out.
So we want to say thank you to them. Thank you to lootcrate.com/mega64. Go there. You could subscribe. Use keyword mega64 and subscribe. Get a box of stuff every month. And also, too, I want to say real quick, something that was kind of in a mid-state of working before but is totally working now, if you want to support the stream or the podcast directly, you could subscribe to us on Twitch, on twitch.com, twitch.tv, twitch.tv/mega64podcast. That's where you see a stream every week.
You're probably there right now.
For $5 every month, it takes away ads. You don't see any ads. And you get, and they're actually working now. You get the sacred 64 emblem by your name.
Whoa.
You're getting all kinds of emoticons in the chat. All the various Mega 64 characters in there. You're getting all kinds of stuff.
And it helps us out.
Yeah,
we can get a Subway.
We can get a Subway.
Or
so
like not anymore. They raised the fucking prices.
Fuck,
really? Have you seen that? Oh, they've ditched the $5 footlong hardcore.
They want to.
And if you
get
bring
that
it
happen.
Up, they get like mad at you.
Yeah.
Do not bring that up to the final.
Well, they shouldn't have made it like a really big catchphrase.
Yeah, they should not have done
that. Yeah, they had a song and everything. They get mad at you?
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up. The lady in front of me did. And the guy's like, we haven't had the $5 put long in over 6 months.
See, I'm that guy that still goes in there asking for
sorry,
secret crap.
I'm not like you. I don't go to Subway every day.
They get mad at me. I'm like, can I please have seafood and crab? They're like, we haven't had that 15 fucking years.
What's great about Subway is that they still use all the logos and iconography from when they did $5 footlongs and had the hand
with
the $5.
With the ruler.
Because it's supposed
to
be like $5. Right. They still have the fucking hand, but it's like, oh, $4 good meal. And it's like half a sandwich and a cup of water.
I can't tell
like,
you last
no, that's
time
not
I've
what.
Hey, yeah, honestly, if they're going back to their business structure that they had when they were a failing business, they should go back to being a failing business.
It's
stop going to Subway.
I think I brought this up to you before. It's classic business move. It's, okay, we've retrieved maximum business penetration with $5 footlongs. That's officially famous everywhere. We're number one. We're the number one fast food.
They are. They were
move.
Number one
it's
fast
a
food.
Classic move to then go, okay, now they won't be $5 anymore. Now they'll be $7. And then they'll hurt and they'll go, wow, we need to get customers in our good graces again. And, you know.
And they'll bring it back. And they get a big commercial, a big advertising push on how it's back, the $5 footlong.
Yeah.
You want it, here it is.
Does McDonald's own Subway? No, well, Subway's their direct competition with Subway.
It's something. Okay.
Subway.
What does McDonald's own? Chipotle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Which also sucks. Don't go to Chipotle.
I love Chipotle.
Fuck Chipotle. Fuck Chipotle. I love the message of this podcast. Fuck Chipotle.
This is the fast food cast. All right. Fuck Subway until they bring down their inflated prices.
Yeah.
Fuck Chipotle. That's gross. And that's it. Everything else is good.
Everything else is good.
Togo's is good.
Togo's is okay. Togo's. I just went to Church's Chicken for the first time.
And wow. You liked it, right?
It's good.
But Popeye's. Fuck Popeye's.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No.
Fuck Popeye's.
No.
Hashtag fuck Popeye's.
Mardi Gras dipping sauce. You can't fuck Popeye's.
You can fuck Popeye's.
I can fuck Popeye's.
I can fuck Popeye's, and I am fucking Popeye's.
He eats spinach.
Popeye's just got fucked.
I'm gonna get strong to the finish. He's going
to
fuck you.
Because I eat some spinach.
Yes.
No.
Did you try to fuck Popeye?
They did an animation test.
Popeye's chicken.
He's a sailor. He's
Sorry. They did an animation test for the. There's a new Popeye movie.
Yeah.
Directed by. How do you say his name? Tartakovsky.
The guy who did
Dexter's Lab and
oh, Genndy Tartakovsky.
Yeah. And he's directing it, and it's CG, but it looks like everything has a real texture to it. Wow. It looks like the old cartoons, but it looks like everything looks like it's made of rubber and. I don't know. It actually looked cool. Then they show Popeye. He has no tattoos, and they're not giving him a pipe.
What?
Don't make the movie.
Yeah, what? Doesn't he also
that's how like, he eats his spinach through the pipe.
Like a, doesn't he look like a little kid too?
I don't know about that. I mean, I thought it generally looked okay. But here's
the
thing.
He's a sailor.
But exactly,
he's a rootin' tootin' badass.
Okay, you don't want him smoking. Okay, but I don't really get. Is there an issue with the tattoo?
I take umbrage.
It's bad.
I'm offended.
But let's go back to the pipe thing. Let's go back to the pipe thing. His grimace is because he has a pipe.
And
he's got the pipe.
Yes.
And now in the movie, he's doing that. No pipe.
He's just got an impediment.
It's like, Here's what's going to happen. People with an overbite are going to be offended, and then they're going to fix his face and make him just look like real pretty.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Because
I have an overbite and I'm fucking offended.
I could be wrong. I feel like there's an old Popeye cartoon where he takes the pipe out of his mouth and talks completely far.
It has a beautiful.
Am I imagining that?
I think that's a gag they would have done.
Hey, that'd be funny if they did that.
Did you like Popeye cartoons?
No.
Yeah, I loved
them.
I really liked Popeye.
But they did ones later on. Didn't care about those. But the old, like Max
Black
Fleischer.
And white.
There's old Max Fleischer ones, and some in color, too. But what Max Fleischer would do is he would have them, like, walking through a cave, and they would actually film a... They would build a diorama of a cave.
Really?
And it was a camera across it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looked awesome. I thought that looked so cool.
Do you remember those weird... What were the, like, natives that had... They looked like a palm tree with a hula skirt thing, and they had big noses?
Yeah. I forget.
What were those?
Probably something that's not going to be in the new movie.
Probably not.
That sounds fucked up. But whatever it is.
You know what was in the trailer? But you know what was in the trailer for a second? Is didn't he have a dog or some kind of animal called like Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea was the baby.
No, the pup
baby.
Dog. Okay. It was pup dog.
Well, he had some kind of it was like a magic dog that would like fly around.
There was a weird dog thing. Yeah.
And
dog
it's in the trailer for a second.
Okay.
It was dog eye.
Well, I don't know. I'll check Genndy out.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a... He did Samurai Jack as well?
Yeah.
Good, and the Clone Wars, the little shorts.
Those are really good.
This is a video game podcast.
What?
Yeah, I do have a new video game that I've played. I actually beat a video game this week. I want to talk about it.
Wow.
Should we plug our sponsors real quick?
Oh,
we did.
Good.
We definitely did that.
We're good to go.
That's it?
I thought maybe there were a couple we forgot to mention. But
No, we're on top of
fuck
it.
Fuck it. Last time I drop acid before the podcast.
Woo!
Hit the video games theme song.
Oh, man.
No.
This song.
That's all I have. I'm on a new computer.
Fucking guy.
Sean.
Fucking Kevin.
You don't have like...
I agree, fucking Kevin.
Panic at the Disco or something on
hashtag
the hard drive?
Hashtag fuck Kevin. Sean does have Panic at the Disco. Anyways, check it out. I've been playing a new video game. I got it on Steam. Y'all know me. I've been playing a lot of Steam games lately.
You're a PC gamer.
I've converted to the PC Master Race.
Guys.
But really, it is better. The game I'm playing is a game we've seen for a couple years, actually, kind of being kicked around at, like, PAX and different events we've gone to, and it always looked really interesting to me, and I finally got a chance to play it. Super excited. It's called Super Time Force Ultra.
Oh, okay.
You remember that game?
I remember seeing stuff from it.
Yeah, it's a platform game. It's a platform shooter where
if your character dies, you can rewind time and select another character to then work through the same level where and the person you already controlled goes through it. So you start with one guy, he dies, you rewind it, now you have two guys going through, three guys, four guys. You can have up to 30 people on screen at once. And it's really fun. If time runs out or if you run out of rewinds, you're dead. That's the name of the game. And I actually...
And it's level-based.
It's level-based. And, hey, I highly recommend it. Check it out. It's on Steam. I actually beat it. I got it this week, and I beat it in about 8 hours.
The graphics are cool. I did play this at, I can't remember which convention, but some convention in 2014 it must have been. I played this at a at a booth, but I don't remember.
PAX or something. I think they did show it off at PAX and stuff.
PAX or PAX East.
Yeah.
If it was there.
Some people are naming the price in our chat, saying it's a little bit expensive. We'll keep an eye on it then, because I'm sure it'll go on sale.
Doesn't it kind of look Metal Sluggy?
It does look a little bit Metal Sluggy. I think that the graphics are actually really good. The character design is really is really good. All the you start with four characters, but you can unlock up to like 20, and they're really funny. Like, there's this one girl named Melanie Gibson, and she looks like Mad Max, and she has a shotgun, so it's like Mel Gibson from Mad Max. There's one skateboarding dinosaur, and he's kind of like the older brother from that old show Dinosaurs.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like wacky humor. I really enjoyed it. It's a short and sweet game, so check it out. STFU, Super Time Force Ultra.
I was just not going to talk anymore.
Well, yeah. I was saying that to you.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
So that's what I've been playing. You guys been playing anything lately?
Gosh, no.
I played.
I don't think so.
Me and Ferret started playing through Halo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first. You know that 360 got the release for the Halo like legendary version or whatever.
Yeah.
The first game where you could switch the graphics back and forth. Never opened it. It was still sealed, and we were talking about it on the podcast. So we tried to get through all of it, but didn't. But
what do you think of it?
I get lost in fucking space hallways a lot.
No.
That's so far that's been my experience with the first Halo.
Yeah.
For the first time ever playing it is I'm lost in space hallways.
The second one I've played more than once and I don't know where to go. It's just big giant rooms.
The music is great though, like everyone has always told me.
Yeah, no, the music is great. That game is awesome.
I didn't think you would enjoy it though, to be honest.
No.
I think it was poignant 10 years ago, but I couldn't. I just thought like you're not going to finish that now. Yeah.
All games copy that to what they are made it, but you know, like,
yeah.
The games now are all because of that first Halo.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So you played the other game,
and
so
plus when
play
I played it, like I didn't know what the flood was or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All those were surprises.
See, yeah, I'm waiting more for the story. I'm interested in playing it, and there's been enough. You know, how long is that game?
It's like 10 hours.
10 hours.
Yeah, not that long.
Mm. All right, we'll keep stabbing at it. But other than that, just playing. Final Fantasy 14, Realm Reborn.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I gotta get to level 50 so I can get Gay Cat married.
I'm looking for, like, a cool game. This is gonna sound so lame, so please forgive me. But, like,
alright.
I'm looking for a cool game, like, on my phone. Like, I know.
Dude.
It's not
Flappy Bird.
No, I beat that.
Angry
you did
Birds.
That.
Birdie Bird.
I mean.
New Bird Game.
Larry Bird. NBA
Larry
Jam.
Bird.
I just feel like.
Does Larry Bird have a game?
Yeah, NBA Jam.
The Bird's discography spelled with a Y.
I'm just...
Check it out. Listen.
I'm always out either at soccer practice or somewhere. And
hey.
I just had
Can I tell you, seriously, I like went through... When the iPhone came out, I played games on it.
Yeah.
And then...
Everyone does.
I didn't for like 6 years or I don't even know. But then Puzzle and Dragon came out and
Pad.
I play that daily.
Gotta get Pad.
Really?
I got burnt out on Pad.
Bring your 3DS.
I should bring my 3DS.
That too.
And maybe get good at it.
Get a finally. Computer with Steam on it.
Ooh. And a Verizon network card.
I would love a computer.
Unlimited
did
data.
Did you play Link Between Worlds? The Zelda that was on 3DS?
I never did. No.
Man, you will love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right,
it's good. That's really good.
But I was going to say, that reminds me, I actually did play on 3DS, I played... the newest theater rhythm that came out, Curtain Call.
Yeah,
I have played some of that.
It's the second one.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, you know,
more of the same.
It's different songs, but they keep adding. They're adding DLC to it that I really didn't expect. They added Chrono Trigger music, and
apparently
it's
going out of the
franchise? This week they announced a Xenogears pack or something. It was just like, whoa okay.
That's kind of cool.
Didn't expect that.
Because, yeah, I feel like I have that game, I have the first one, and I played, like, almost every song I could remember from Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And a lot that I didn't know, I was kind of hearing for the first time.
Yeah.
I didn't know where they could go from there, really.
Yeah, I don't think they could do another Theater Rhythm after this.
I might wait till it's a little cheaper.
I thought you had the second one.
No, never got it. Never got it. Yeah. I did get, and I played a little bit of that NES remix for Wii U.
Yeah.
The two-pack that comes on Wii U. We did that on the stream, on Poorly Played stream on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I played a little bit at home. That's a fun game.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just, like, hanging out and want to pass the controller around and, like, just, yeah, you want to play some Excitebike levels. Oh, do you remember Duck Hunt?
What is it?
Actually,
remix?
I don't think Duck Hunt's in it.
Does it just skip between different NES classics?
It's like there's two kind of games. There's Remix Pack 1, Remix Pack 2. And it's like, I don't know how many levels there are per game, but it's Mario, like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
It's old Mario Brothers where they had, like, just the pipes.
Yeah,
and the
I know
pals.
What you're talking about.
Like, Excitebike, Mario 2, Mario 3, Duck Hunt, or not Duck Hunt, sorry, Donkey Kong. I haven't gotten through all of them.
That's
but
cool.
It's a bunch of the old Kirbys and stuff like that, and then you go through and it's beat this level in under 45 seconds, and it's backwards or whatever.
Yeah, it's like they dice it up and have you do things. Almost like
WarioWare?
It's almost like WarioWare.
Like,
yeah,
you're
going
to be
cool.
You're gonna be invincible, try to run through this, like, Mario stage.
What is this called?
As fast
Remix.
As you can.
NES
Remix.
And I'm sorry,
it's on Wii U and it's packs 1 and 2.
That's awesome.
There's a mashup on 3DS if you want something on your 3DS.
I do.
It's on 3DS, but it's kind of like the best of both games.
Yeah. Okay.
But then there's like a full game on each pack as well. There's like Super Luigi Brothers, which is Mario All 8 Worlds reversed with Luigi.
Oh, yeah.
That's on one of them.
Okay,
that's on
that
disc somewhere, too. It's a lot for a discounted. I think it's only $39.
I think on, I want to say on 3DS, it's like 20 or I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they're both
great.
Cheaper than normal. They're fun.
So that was cool, but that's really all I had played. We were working on stuff this week, and then other stuff came up, and
been busy.
It's hard for me to find times to play video games. It's like it's tough for me to do that. sorry.
It is. I'm bummed.
I am.
You're bummed for
it.
Yeah,
I am. It makes
it's the kids, right?
I think about that and it makes me sad.
Let's not sugarcoat maybe some would-be parents
sugarcoating kid.
No. A lot of...
No, I don't sugarcoat shit.
Yeah.
A lot of the games I want to play are like rated M and I don't want to play that in front of the kids.
No.
Just like...
So if you're thinking about having a kid,
put him in the bathroom like a cat.
A big part.
No,
you put your cat in the bathroom.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. You don't lock your cat in the bathroom when it's being a fuck ass.
There have been times.
That's
where
all his cat ever is.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
I let her be a fuck ass more than I should.
Yeah,
maybe.
not in my household. Anyways, so.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, I mean,
what's the last, do you remember the last M-rated game you wanted to play?
South Park, the last game that I played.
But you had to play at night.
You did it.
I did it, but, I mean, to get to that, you know, 8-hour mark in the game, it took me months, and then finally got deleted, and I just quit, because I didn't go back to it.
Oh, fuck, that's right, Luke fucked you.
Yeah.
Your brother.
According to him,
brothers.
Though, according to him, it's my fault.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was your fault?
Yeah, because I didn't save my game properly or some shit, where it's like, I didn't know I'd go to my house and I'll erase my game.
Doesn't your wife ever give you, like, game time? She, like, arranges this, so she's like, I got this fixed up, go play an A-rated game.
No
go
games.
Play Manhunter 2
I feel if I ever want to play a game, she'd be totally fine with it, but I just, you know,
go play Leisure
Suit. It's like by the time we get all the kids to bed, I want to go to bed. That's usually how it works.
Oh, okay.
Too tired.
So this
for...
is just all on you, then.
I guess. I mean, I wake up, you know, to get the kids ready for school and stuff like that. This is me not complaining. This is just what it's like.
It just sounds like complaining.
I'm not complaining.
No,
I love my life.
I feel like if you were a real gamer, which you claim to be, if you weren't a faker,
I never claimed that once in my life.
You could be like playing the PlayStation while you're getting them ready for school. You
could
be,
PlayStation in one hand.
Yeah, you could be Xboxing while you're changing the diaper, and
yeah,
if you wanted
to
it.
Be fair, I'm with you on not having enough time.
It's
really when I do get like all my stuff done and I can clear my afternoon and sit down and play something. It's awesome, but I used to be able to do that for like 6 hours. Now I do it for like tops three, and I am so tired. It's like bedtime.
Well, yeah. Weren't you saying when I was talking about Super Time Force that it was on Xbox? Did you mention that?
Yeah.
You should try that.
I will.
Because the kids can watch it. Yeah. You can beat it in 8 hours.
And that's the thing. Is I legitimately love playing games with the kids. They love like watching me play.
Have fun with this game.
We've been playing, I said before 1,000 times, but We Party You is a really, really fun game. I really like that.
Yeah.
So that kind of shit is like, I'm playing that kind of stuff. I'm not playing like deep story stuff really right now.
You're going to wait. When those kids are grown and off to college.
When your kids hit like 10, Fallout.
Well, they'll be playing these games, and I'll be playing with them, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, you know, like, there's going to be a time where
Switch
over. Oh, yeah,
when Beckett's, like, 16, he's going to want to play Call of Duty.
Yeah, and I'll play with him. It'll be great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna frag?
What if he turns 16 and he hates video games? He just wants to lift weights all day.
I will bet you anything in the world that will not happen.
Lift weights all day?
You're trying to actively work against him being buff?
He loves video games so much, I cannot
see one day...
I love video games. I lift weights
too. He's gonna grow out of that shit. One day he's gonna give up all that video game shit, man.
He's gonna get ripped.
He's gonna start lifting the weights.
He's gonna start doing deadlifts at 4 in the morning.
Hey, whatever he wants to do, Beck.
He's gonna lift you above his...
Whatever he wants to do.
One day.
Whatever he wants to
do.
Bench press you. Ooh, like Bane and Batman.
Yeah. That's what he was for Halloween.
But he wouldn't even get that reference because he's too busy in the fucking gym to watch.
Read
comic books.
I told you the story of he was Bane for Halloween and kept going, I will break your back.
He's going to break, dude, that's foreshadowing of your life.
I will break your back. In 10 years, I see me, Garrett, and Beckett hanging out.
Yeah.
Lifting weights.
Can I be there too?
Dude, we're on a team. It's going to be fucking rad, Eric.
And I'll be knocking like on the door.
He looks so fucking over it.
No,
sorry.
No,
Derek's reaction to that was great. Oh,
he
boy.
Pointing and laughing at me all of a sudden.
No, he looked pissed.
He's mad.
You looked upset about
that. What am I mad about?
You don't want Beckett. You don't want Beckett to drop video
You're
games.
You're upset because Beckett was a better Bane than you were for Halloween.
Yeah, it was a better Bane than me.
Oh, I'll break your back.
Speak of the devil when he shall appear.
Fucking Palpatine's with us, folks. Oh, the hood's up for a reason, guys.
Fire rises.
All right.
Death incarnate.
Let's talk about something else. All
right. Well,
what do you want to talk about?
Eric, can we do that video thing right with you? Or is that
we have a very exciting segment in store for
this
you.
This hat does look fucking stupid.
you saw that shit in the comments,
ladies and gentlemen.
You look like Racer X.
Ladies and
Racer.
Gentlemen.
I was cold.
That's a good angle, Eric.
We have, this week, a lot of people ask week to week, you know, they're always asking, what's YouTube clip of the week? What's your favorite thing you saw this week, you know, on the internet? And this week, we actually had a clear winner. And the cool part is that Eric hasn't seen it.
I'm really excited.
And we think, as soon as we watched it, we thought, this is something, we don't know if Eric is going to love this or hate this. So we thought we would show it and see.
Before we watch it,
okay.
Eric, can you make it so there's a camera? Like
there are, Sean? Murray, I'm way ahead of you.
He's on it.
Hey, excuse me. Don't tell your dad you can't fuck.
I
want to give a preface to the video Eric is about to watch because you're gonna have a lot of questions.
I am.
So let me answer a few of them for you now. This is all we're gonna say about the video. There are certain things you are legally not allowed to show in a video.
On Twitch.
Yeah. So rest assured, you're not going to see any of those things. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay.
Also, it's not from this country, so...
Oh, so that. Take, different cultures in mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Look how many copies is still waiting to have, though.
There's two.
Stop. That one's mine.
No!
I want that.
He owes you a copy?
Yep. He's like the Hulk.
That was probably Mariel's.
That's fucked up.
Look at him.
He owes you a copy, he owes me a copy, and I want a Blu-ray, not a
DVD. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
From what I heard, there's like only 9 in stock at Amazon right now.
Hey, secret prize. It's a digital code for this.
Give him the
ultraviolet.
What a treat.
Give him the
secret
prize.
All right, hey, Rocket, you have the mouse there. You want to click it, and I'm going to adjust this volume over here.
Sure.
He's rubbing me or something.
It's called...
Okay, yeah, I think
it's...
Night Toss.
Yep.
Okay, ready? Here it is. Here's our pick for Clip of the Week.
Thank you. Бенд. Кипсаканта, я сам улекаю, я на гороскопа скатит.
Тихо, прошу тебя, привидри.
Не сме.
Тарту потели, тарту потели.
That's essentially it. Fuck. Now, do I go to camera one?
Yeah, go to that's the one.
Okay.
I can't do this
half. Essentially,
Tell about the little trying to hide the.
So yeah, it's minutes later in the video, but the judges keep talking, and basically they're speaking a different language, but somebody translated it. Basically, they're like, "Don't do your greatest talent would be to stop doing this. Don't do this act again."
No.
And as they're talking, the old guy. Someone pointed this out. The old guy is looking behind the young guy. The young guy has his arms behind his back, and the young guy is looking on the, or the old guy is looking on the floor.
And starts rubbing
his foot. He's trying to hide the blood. He's trying to rub it in.
That's like carny shit.
Oh. Yeah.
But you're like trying to. Oh yeah. Oh no, he's not bleeding. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I watched that video five times, and every time I'm so nervous.
That was too unnerving.
Gave me like.
Oh, you're telling you would like it.
I want the captain hat. Thank you.
Man,
why is this in my fucking hand?
He's waiting to break it.
Who put this thing in my hand that I grabbed?
Holy.
Derek, that
God, that video.
No, dude, Derek, you look cool now.
Seriously?
When it's in my hand, kind of
hard to
ignore.
Why is it good on him? Oh, God, that's so good. You're so handsome.
You look like a believer.
I don't know. I tend to not grab things I don't want in my hand.
I removed it from my hand because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Okay.
Wait.
I just thought we'd go round table for a moment.
All right.
Close up on me, as close as you can get it.
It's about as close as it gets.
I thought maybe you'd do it. No. Thought maybe we could just go around and give our favorite Lena Dunham moment, a Lena Dunham tribute to commemorate her death on Twitter. It's still there, but it's gone.
Okay.
So, all right. Sure. Go favorite around moments. And give our favorite Lena Dunham moment. Go ahead, Garrett.
When she got naked so many times on her show, Girls, has a flattering body. I'm proud of her.
Wow,
that was my favorite moment.
That's not.
She did that a lot.
That's not appropriate.
My favorite moment is when Howard Stern called her a fat slob, and then she called in and he apologized to her.
We should have started on this side.
Did that happen?
These are so
that did happen. And that was a really funny moment because he was saying these things and then she called in and he apologized. It was funny.
Yeah. But okay. I'm proud of her for...
I'm proud of when the episode of Girls when she did the Q-tip in her ear.
I didn't see that one.
In her ear?
Well, exactly. So that's why it's so disrespectful.
So you don't watch the show, Sean. That is disrespectful.
My favorite Lena Dunham moment would be during the film Tiny Furniture, which she wrote and directed in before Girls. And she explores what it's like to find a relationship when you're young and you're not sure of yourself, which is important to explore.
I don't mean to be negative, but everyone else has sounded fucking lame except mine.
I think I really worked hard on mine. It was negative.
But I think you did.
I think you did. No, just, you're right, Eric. He did.
It kind of gives what you said less weight, in my opinion, of you now.
Sean, can you just put in something sad right here? Just
just right there.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I wanted to recommend something, people out there, all you Southern Californians out there.
Congratulations.
Some people like Southern California, and to them, congratulations. For me, it's not a bad state, just a really weird one. I'm Rocco Bodie, your state critic.
No one knows what that's for.
No, we actually, we should bring that up. Runner up to clip of the week.
Yeah. Runner up.
We just showed the knife thing, obviously. Someone we've talked about on the podcast in the past, our friend Lights Camera Jackson.
Our dear friend.
The kid critic.
Our best friend.
Boom. A child who reviews adult movies.
Frank's a big fan.
Well, did it for a TV station, now he's like a teenager.
But he grew up and got fired because he's not a kid anymore.
Yeah, you can't be a kid critic.
But he's still making videos on his YouTube channel, and we saw the other day he did the 12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Christmas, and he sang the whole thing, but it was about DVDs he got.
Oh.
And it's so funny because he's like, oh, I've done it every year. It's a tradition. But you watch all the times he's done it.
Yeah.
And he's a little child. On the first day of Christmas, man. It's a little kid doing it. You watch him now, and it's like an 18-year-old man.
On the first day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me Chef on DVD. I mean, it just kind of doesn't have the appeal.
Oh, yeah, by the way, all the movies.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Alive Inside, Edge of Tomorrow, Fault in Our Stars, and Chef on DVD.
Chef,
shut the fuck up! Merry Christmas, everyone.
He has all of it memorized.
And he has all the little bad, like, TV movie critic jokes.
Yeah.
Like, he has this review of the movie Noah with the movie about Noah's Ark with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And it's him in a parking lot after it has just rained. And it's like he's in the Home Depot parking lot next to a bunch of wood. And he goes, I just saw the movie Noah. And great news, I won't be needing all this because the rain stopped. That's right. Noah's movie. It's like, that doesn't. What are you doing?
She's trying. He's trying.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Michelle's had enough of him.
That's a hot light. Fuck. Eric, that's a real hot light.
Real hot
back
there.
He's old. And it's sad now. So there's that. But we keep up with him.
But it's great because his reviews.
So who's that?
It's great.
Who's worse? Who's worse off?
His reviews are the same though. Like he gives the Penguins of Madagascar an A.
Yeah.
But like Inherent Vice a D.
He didn't.
You know,
it.
Like there's just not quite. He's. Yeah. It's not quite the.
I would,
you know.
Didn't he not understand Inception? He couldn't get
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
give
the
it
joke.
A D or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's well, old and
it's
sad.
Not a good movie.
Hold
just
on,
a
put
really
a picture of
Lice
Cameron Jackson in here. That's
yeah,
something sad.
This fits into the sad cast. Now, there was only one movie reviewer I cared anything about, and he gave Popcorn Shakers.
And
he is no longer. Eric the Midget is
he's gone.
Flew off this mortal coil.
Popcorn Shaker in the sky.
It's true, but
no, he's popping corn in hell.
What is what does Lice Cameron Jackson do? Just thumbs up, stars? How does he rate?
No, he gives that a letter grade.
Oh,
yeah, because
A, B,
he's
or
in
C.
School.
Okay.
Yeah, like
oh,
it's like,
he's
like it's
in
a fucking
school.
Book report. Like it's elementary
is
school.
Is he still in school?
God,
though?
That's lame.
How old is this kid?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Well, it's the same with Fred, and eventually he got too old to make his stuff. I mean, he's
that's
done. That's
true.
Over, right?
Is it over?
Fred's done, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, on YouTube, yeah, but
yeah.
But he was still doing
movies?
Little movies and stuff.
But you can't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But anyway, what I was going to say before I started talking about Lights, Camera,
oh, sorry.
If you are, I thought, I saw something yesterday that was really cool, unexpectedly. At Disneyland, they have like an art gallery, and right on Main Street when you go in, and it's a crapshoot on if it's like interesting artwork in there. The last gallery they had in there was steampunk shit.
Ooh,
and,
enjoy that.
Really wasn't really appropriate.
Next month, Cybergoth.
But before that, I think it was like the art, like all the initial art they made for the Tiki Room, like when they first came up with the idea, and it was really old artwork no one had seen. That was really cool. You know, whatever. It's you know, it's 50-50. Well, they announced their next exhibit, and I was like, oh, cool, finally something will replace the steampunk stuff. What's that going to be? And they announced it's the art of Frozen. And
ooh.
I was really sad
you're
to see that.
You're bummed out. Let it go,
there's, I feel like, okay, there's already about 28,000 Frozen things, but okay, kids like that. But the art gallery, like, that's
yeah, well,
adults
don't
are
care
into
about
that.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
Kids don't care. So I was kind of like, oh, man. But it was a blessing in disguise. What they did was... That movie, when they started trying to come up with ideas for stuff, they went back to, there was a ride that Mark Davis, old artist, one of Disney's best artists from back in the day, he came up with and pitched this creepy, like, ice cave ride that they never built, and he did a ton, I didn't know he did so much artwork for it, I thought there were only a couple pieces, and they looked at that for inspiration on, like, the places and Frozen stuff like that, and I don't think that's really reflective of what the movie ended up being, but for this art gallery, the first half of it is all just art for this unbuilt creepy ice cave ride. It looks like a Zelda palace. I don't know, or
oh, wow.
A dungeon. I don't know how else to describe it. It's really cool, and it's all this artwork from the 70s.
Huh.
Mark Davis pitched this. It was his final thing, and he pitched it to the company, and they were like, "Ah, it's going to cost too much." And he went, "All right, I'm done. I don't get this." And that was when he retired. But anyway, the first half of the second half of the art gallery is like, here's a drawing of Olaf. I don't give a shit. But the first half is really, really incredible. Like, no one had seen that stuff before.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're around there, you're in Southern California, or you're going there, whatever, be sure not to miss that. I'm sure there's lots of rides you want to go on, whatever.
Yeah.
Take a minute. Go into the gallery on
and
Main
see
Street
the Olaf
and see that.
Painting.
See that? He's a popular
nah,
character.
Skip that.
See
and you
the Olaf.
They've got
he's a handsome guy, the Olaf.
They've got like a sculpture of like that like reindeer.
Yeah.
What's the reindeer's name?
Sven.
Have you seen the?
I knew this guy would know.
Is it good?
I've told you.
Oh,
I've heard that movie because it's in the car.
Yeah.
Probably 70 times.
More than like Tinkerbell home video
yeah,
stuff.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Oh my god! So many times.
Now. I mean, that's like a Disney
if you want,
classic now. I mean, that's right it there with Cinderella, Little Mermaid, Lion King, Frozen, right? So I feel like I should check it out.
It's not. I don't like it.
Nailed it.
And I've seen it. I've seen the visuals of it one time. But I've heard it, you know,
yeah.
69
not
times.
I liked Rapunzel. What was that one called? Tangled?
I like that one. Tangled.
Tangled was all right.
Yeah, that was pretty okay.
I like Frozen.
Frozen
pretty
is
okay.
Like,
no,
it's watchable. It's like... So
no,
watchable. Yeah.
I thought it was a really bad story. I thought
is that
it sucked.
Are Ilsa and Elsa the same girl?
Elsa is the same person.
She transforms,
no.
Right?
Is Elsa...
Is that
time? Why are we doing this? It doesn't matter. No,
guys.
It doesn't matter.
You
guys.
Yeah,
we have
to stop. We have to stop.
You guys, they're sisters.
Yeah.
But is one good or...
No, they're all good. No one's bad.
But
no one's bad. They're just sisters.
But
you
Olaf's...
sisters are.
Stop. We stop. We don't even talk about this anymore. It's so stupid.
Anyway, check out that art if you get a chance.
Yeah, please do.
That's all.
I can't wait.
I agree. Anna and Elsa are hot. Whoever said that in the chat.
We agree.
The sequel is called Hot. Called Melted.
There should be a porn parody called Melted. That'd be hot.
Just call it Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, and the songs Don't Let It Go.
Hold on to it.
No,
that's
well,
that was
a bad idea.
This is going to be a cover of that Wilson Phillips song. Hold on for one more day.
I love that song.
No one at home watching knows who the fuck Wilson Phillips
is.
You don't know Wilson Phillips.
Let's talk more about Frozen.
What's Wilson Phillips? Frozen is actually relevant. It's one of the most successful movies of all time.
Say goodbye.
Anyways, whatever.
Tearing.
I don't know how that goes, actually. Something to make you cry. Don't you know? Don't you know?
Lights, camera, Jackson is old and sad.
Go away if you hold on for one more day.
Really, sisters?
Go away.
Were Wilson Phillips sisters?
Probably.
Phillips sisters.
Yeah,
hold on for one more day.
Make it real.
And they were related to someone else's family, too.
Brian Wilson's daughter, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting. See?
Never mind.
Beach
Boy.
Podcast.
Beach Boy thing. Come on, guys.
Video games rule.
We covered
Frozen rules. I'm positive. I'm so positive.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
This is sad, guy.
Drake rules. Put a picture of Drake right now. Cheer the world up.
I'm stoked. You added us to platinum status from gold all the way up.
Yeah.
So. That's an upgrade. It's like I got a raise today.
We just officially hit platinum. We're platinum now.
I'm glad. I'm glad about that.
We're platinum.
Have you talked about Drake's cool Coachella performance?
No. What happened?
Did Coachella already wait?
No, that's the lineup.
Yeah, that's all that happened.
Drake is headlining Coachella. It's going to be sick. Eric, what do you think about that? Sickness?
AC/DC is headlining Coachella.
Akadaka?
Yeah.
Akadaka themselves.
Yeah, on Friday. But Drake's closing the bitch out on Sunday.
My
real
dad
superstar
gonna go
is
Coachella
Drake.
This year?
Hey, Steely Dan is playing too.
I have seen the hashtag Dadchella on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
because all these people don't respect Drake and the god that is Drake.
I don't know if my dad thinks Drake.
Jack White, the fucking idiot Jack White who sucks.
Oh, you guys, these two, dude.
He couldn't even. He couldn't even start the party or end it. Just the jackass in the middle.
Right. Well, it's not going to be him, though. Daft Punk is going to do it.
And David
and
Bowie. Sean's dad works for the stadium that they have it at, and he found out.
You know, it'd be rad if Drake did something like crazy.
Yeah, like Septic 5?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Like he dropped acid and then did Septic 5 on stage.
That'd be weird.
If he doesn't do that, it's going to be fucking whack. But I'm confident he's going to deliver.
He should do a song called Started at the Top and Now I'm Here.
You like Drake, Rocco.
And he's in a Septic 5 outfit.
Yeah, of all of us, Rocco's the biggest Drake fan.
I think so.
He was
good in Degrassi.
He was in a wheelchair.
I think it's so funny. I did used to watch Degrassi, and he was in it. And the best part was that they wrote him out, and then he became a huge hit.
They wrote him out because they were sick of him?
They just wrote him out to write him out. Oh, we got to have new blood in the show. Oh. And he was like, wow, I really enjoyed doing the show, but I guess the producers just wanted to do us wrong like that. And then his album, like, or his single blew up like a month later. It was like,
that's so funny.
It's just like The Office had Amy Adams on the show. She played Jim's girlfriend.
It was in the boat episode, right?
Oh, Amy Adams?
Yeah, she was in the first season and then came
back.
She was
a purse seller at the end of the first season.
Who was Amy
Adams? She wasn't famous then?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh
then
my
after that first season, she made Junebug and got nominated
she was
for
nominated.
An Academy Award.
Yeah, and they said, and it happened as she was leaving the show, and the producers were like, yeah, everyone thought, well, she's leaving because she's nominated, but we axed her from the show, like, days before all this happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Who is Amy Adams, though?
She was in The Master. She was his wife.
Fuck, I didn't see that.
Oh, well.
Hold on. We'll get it. Keep telling him.
Yeah.
Redhead.
Run it down.
Redhead.
Oh, redhead?
Pretty.
Oh, pretty? All right.
Her name is Amy.
Well, I knew that.
She was in The Office and Junebug.
I didn't see
those.
Master. Never saw those. Damn it.
Chat, help us out.
Was she in a
Let's get Garrett to remember who Amy Adams is.
I want to know.
Wasn't she the stewardess in Catch Me If You Can?
What?
The stewardess in Catch Me If You Can?
Catch Me If You Can was so old.
She was in Catch Me If You Can,
so
dude.
Old. No,
was
she wasn't.
Gonna be caught. Anyways.
This is dry.
Okay. I guess we'll just leave it where Garrett doesn't know.
American Hustle.
It's a mystery. What? See, okay, you say American Hustle. Hell yeah, bro.
You know who she is now?
Yes.
Okay.
Amy
it worked.
Adams.
It fucking worked, dude.
Thank you.
We did it.
with Bradley Cooper and Christian Bale. I know it. I saw it.
Someone said the crazy chick in the Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she is fucking gorgeous.
That wasn't her.
Okay, that girl is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
No, but she's in the Wedding Crashers. She's in
Crash. Oh, yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen's wife is fucking gorgeous.
I get that mixed up.
She's in Crash. How much time you got left? Fuck, dude. I'm drowning here. 10 minutes.
Look, you have all that stuff.
Yeah, some of the stuff up. Gee, this may just be me, but when we did our first podcast on this set, I felt weirder doing it. It was like a different setup, and it's like,
yeah,
I wasn't on my A game, and now there's so many cameras around.
It does feel weird.
Like I'm like just not.
It feels weird in my zone.
Kevin fucked us.
It does feel weird today.
I'm sorry.
This is all too close. This is all too close.
This is from someone.
Hey, real quick, if you want to send anything into the Mega City World podcast,
this is for Sean.
Feel free to send it to Mega 64 PO Box 713090, Santee, California 92072. And I wanted to say real quick, I mentioned this before, but I got this really nice hoodie from the guys at Smite.
That's cool.
It's for their world championship. They're going to have a world championship in Atlanta, I believe, very soon. And they sent an invitation. They sent me an invitation and a sweatshirt, and I will not be able to go. But thank you for the jacket. I just wanted to say shout out to Smite. Sean dabbles.
You dabble, right?
I dabble.
This is from Paven. This is for Sean.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
What is it?
Oh, football.
The Jets football.
Plush football.
Look at that. Buddy.
Hey, this is also from Paven.
Oh.
Here's a Jets blanket.
Oh.
Blanket. Open that up. Open that blanket up.
Man.
Spread it out.
I'm just getting decked out,
hey,
huh?
I think, Paven. honestly, officially, you are turning into the biggest Jets fan in San Diego.
Yeah, I definitely have more Jets merchandise than Chargers merchandise.
You have more Jets merchandise than anybody else I know.
Is that a blanket?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
Especially in San Diego.
Yeah, you know what? It's still soft.
When this whole joke dies off, like in 5 years when no one remembers this, take all the Jets merch and just put it all in one big like eBay bid and see if you can get like $20 out of it.
I bet
you can get like $20.
It's from Paven.
It's from Paven Pavon.
Pavon, I think.
I will still not let Still Waiting win from Pavon. And it's a Jets apron and chef hat.
Wow.
That's chef hat? Yeah.
Put that on, Sean.
Dude, you know what I hate?
Keep it
secret. Eric, you know what I hate more than anything in the world?
What's that?
Scratcher tickets.
I hate $100 bills.
I can't stand scratchers.
This says Sean.
Oh, okay.
Rocco, here's another one.
This is just from the Amazon Fulfillment Center. It feels like it could be The Matrix.
Hey, so this is...
Oh, wait. What do we have here?
This is from a guy named Ian that calls into the Poorly Played stream all the time.
Yeah.
He got me stuff from the Evangelion store in Tokyo.
Whoa.
Yeah, it seems like some posters and some tissues.
Sean, you look great.
Hey, kiss the cook.
Thanks for all the laughs over the years.
This is from Randall. It is a copy of The Souls of Black Folk by W.E.B. Du Bois.
Who's that for?
It's for us to enjoy.
Mega 64. Thank you, Randall.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you. Hey, Ian, it's a calendar. It's an Eva calendar and tissues that they were handing out. Isn't that weird that they give out tissues?
Oh, they do that all the time.
In front of stores?
Why? You get tissues.
Just like as a promotional item, if you're walking in front of like a camera store, they'll give you like some tissues. And in front of the Eva store.
In Japan?
Yeah, you sneeze, you've got a little booger, you want to sneak that booger out.
When I was in Shinjuku,
I walked by a bunch
of businesses that were giving those out, and they wouldn't give them to me.
Well, you're gaijin.
They wouldn't give them to you?
Yeah. No.
Why not?
They're racist.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Racism exists, Sean.
I didn't know that.
Maybe if you read that book.
I didn't know that.
All right, this is from another from Pavon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hopefully you guys think these are as cool as I do. Whoa.
Are they cool?
Funko Pop Slimer.
Hey, real quick, I just say?
That's the only one I've ever bought.
Oh, okay. I was going to get you this for Christmas.
No shit!
I actually did, and then I lost it in my move.
I've only purchased one of those. I have a few that have been given as gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
But when that one came out, I was like, I'm buying that.
Well, the other one is...
You guys know my taste so well. Wow.
Funko Stay Puff.
I've never seen that one. That's cool.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Thank you, Pavon. That's awesome.
Dude, Jared Thorban just gave Beckett more Pokemon cards. He'll be very excited. Thank you.
You got foils in there?
I got some foils,
Is he stoked? Have you given him the other ones?
Yeah.
How stoked was he?
Hold on.
That's like
this one's worth money. I'm holding on to this one.
What a dick.
And then this last
There's
one.
There's a Mew.
Douglas. Our friend Douglas.
He mentioned you wanted a computer multiple times.
sent a stack of envelopes here.
Open this
Garrett,
up first.
The Garrett poorly played stream. That says open me first.
Oh, so open it first. That.
Sean should go second. Garrett poorly played stream. Then me. Eric and Kevin.
Eric and Kevin, the couple.
What's that saying?
Kevin ain't here. Fuck him.
What were those numbers you told us to remember? There was a rhyme and numbers we were supposed to remember.
I don't know.
31.
This just says Eric and Kevin, Mega 64, something to eat.
Ow, I gave myself a fucking
paper cut.
I don't know.
What's the bottom of your saying, Eric?
Is it ricin? Am I going to die now?
2450.
It says 2450.
Open me first.
Yep.
Is it Bill from all the things he gave us? Okay. I know it.
The rules. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
The rules. A game we'll play. Answer my questions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jigsaw.
The more, the better. Keys will open locks.
Oh, no.
Questions will make for a nice Christmas cast 2015.
Sinners will die.
Is this going to go on for a year?
Is this
going to
go on that long? Douglas, I love you, but...
He's hijacking the show.
I really do appreciate it, but...
Well, let's see. Let's see where it goes. This is mysterious.
Without any help, tell me what is always there but never seen by the sun. Best seen at night when it's not bright. From many ago, near and far, look at these. Look to the skies. They'll tell you where you are.
It's stars.
Yeah, I got it. There you go.
Oh, Derek, you already answered the first riddle?
Riddle one, complete.
Stars.
Mine's addressed to the food man.
Rocco food man. I thought he got food.
Oh, man.
It says key number one?
Uh-oh.
There are just three numbers from 1 to 10, 2 from 1 by 3 to another.
Oh, my God,
shall
that's hard
soon
enough for this.
We get the other. Shared in style, kept in line, another one, and other one, and another to be stacked together.
Oh, that's sick.
What? Oh, wow.
I lucked
out. To be
out.
Stacked together,
Ian,
you will find
thank you.
From before the half of Mega 64 is something to keep in mind. I don't know what the fuck any of that
is. That's terrifying.
I stopped paying attention.
I got anime girls.
I'm scared.
Okay.
What's yours say, Derek?
Says key number two.
Sundere.
Key number two. Everybody... I'm sure you're all anticipating with anticipation.
Make me quiver.
What has no form yet takes any shape? It moves unseen, but is always noticed. Never to be contained, though easily turned. Revered by many. Feared. Forged without light. It runs from... fire and dances in the night.
Werewolf.
Why are you laughing?
This is so weird.
Douglas,
is
what's
this
happening?
Like killer? Are you getting scared?
Yeah,
like
he's gonna murder us.
Is it like darkness or water or air?
I'm thinking water or air.
Okay, yeah. Douglas, we'll figure this shit out. We'll get back to you. Oh,
so we got
Eric.
The stars.
Eric's got one.
Mine simply says too sweet. I think not. So I'm dead.
So we're all gonna
yeah,
die.
You're fucked.
I'm gonna get murdered.
Well, thank you, Douglas.
Somebody
you, Douglas,
got murdered.
I'm real confused. And
I'm real horny dog.
You fucking horny dog?
He says, I'll be calling.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
All right, I want to talk to you, Douglas.
Yeah, we got
to
talk.
We got to talk. Maybe
I gotta look you in the eyes, see if you got them crazy eyes where the pupil is detached from the bottom lid.
Yeah, the floating eyes.
The floating eye, when she's insane, that could happen.
It could happen. Well.
Hey, I wanted to say to everybody out there, there was something we announced on our website earlier this week, and I wanted to bring it up here real fast. People have been asking if we're attending PAX South. That's happening in just a couple weeks, and we were not thinking we would be able to attend PAX South initially, but our friends Kevin and Brian, neither of which are here right now, but they are actually going to be on the show floor. There will be a Mega 64 booth with all our merchandise and exclusives and stuff like that, and they'll be running the show. And they will be there.
Are they going to have the wheel?
Slack. No.
Are they going to have the wheel? They had the wheel last year.
It
my friend saw.
Yeah.
He was just here. He said you had the wheel.
Still, we still get that every year, and we haven't done it since like 08.
Maybe Brian Kevin could do it.
What are you guys doing at the dance party?
Yeah. That's the new wheel. Yeah. There's even a new one past that, but we can't talk about that one yet.
No.
It hasn't happened yet.
Well, but yeah, anyway, Brian and Kevin will be running a booth there if you wanted to pick up some stuff. Sorry we couldn't have a panel or any of that, but we will all be at PAX East in the spring, so look forward to that.
Boston, baby.
But yeah, if you want to pick up some stuff,
and we'll keep you posted on more things about it.
Yes.
Passed out that when we know. Well, we're so
there will be a couple exclusives there that you'll definitely want to stop by to get.
Yep.
So yeah, that should be good.
New shit.
Anyway, aside from that, I think that's our show.
That's our show.
A really great show.
Blues Traveler.
Go ahead.
Any final words?
This is the 336th podcast. Probably the best.
You think so? It's definitely been a weird one.
It's been weird.
It looks weird. It sounds weird.
Yeah. And I had that Scotland hat on that I found.
You had that weird beanie on for most of it. It looks good on him. It looked weird on him.
Final words.
You look better in the chef hat.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys know what final words are.
Just
end it.
I deleted Twitter because I'm trying to create a safer space for myself emotionally.
Wait.